Robbie Butler lives in Lynette, Alabama. It's about 2 hours southeast of Birmingham. With a population of 6,500, it's a safe bet most folks living there know each other. When Butler was 10, James Oliver started dating his older sister. Butler says Oliver became like a brother, taking him fishing and to his softball and pickup football games. Their close relationship is the reason Butler finds himself lying in a UAB hospital bed being prepared for surgery.
No electronic medical devices, such as a defibrillator or anything like that. And just so you know, we have to ask everybody all these questions. It's just standard operating procedure. Okay.
In less than an hour, one of his kidneys will be removed to be transplanted in another patient. Butler wanted to donate a kidney to his lifelong friend, who just now happens to be his brother-in-law.
His kidney started failing for the second time. This is his second kidney. He got real lucky the first time. He didn't really have to wait too long, but this time we kind of knew that he was going to need some help, so I wanted to do my part and get tested.
But when Butler visited UAB, tests showed his kidneys weren't compatible with his brother-in-law's. The staff did tell him, however, there was an alternative. Both he and his brother-in-law could become links in UAB's kidney donor chain. Here's how it works. Someone wants to donate a kidney to a close friend or family member. But kidneys aren't interchangeable. Sometimes donors and recipients are incompatible. So in order to become a link in the chain, the donor will give their kidney to a total stranger. Back to Robbie Butler. Since he couldn't donate his kidney to his brother-in-law, Butler volunteered to donate a kidney to someone he never met. Frank Sutton is at the other end of the hall on the morning of the surgery. He'll receive a kidney from Butler. Sutton is originally from France. He came to the United States and swam for the University of Alabama. Last year, a friend visited his family during the holidays and saw his dialysis machine.
Working in the medical field, she knew what it was, and so she started asking my wife what was going on, and so I guess she told her, and then one day, like a week or so later, she sat me down and said, okay, Frank, I want to give my kidney to you.
As you might have guessed, her kidneys were not compatible with Sutton's. But like everyone else in this story, she wanted her friend Frank to receive a new kidney as soon as possible. She volunteered to donate a kidney to a stranger. That allowed both she and Sutton to be links in the chain, and that's how Sutton ended up at the end of the hall preparing to receive a kidney donated by Butler. Frank Sutton.
Unbelievably thankful and unbelievably grateful. Blessed that she even offered to do such thing. Having a living donor is already such a gift, but having the kidney pair enable that donor to actually give that kidney to me, I mean, it's invaluable.
When someone dies, there are certain metabolic changes to blood and tissues which make the kidney less healthy. Dr. Dori Segev teaches and practices transplant surgery at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
A live donor kidney transplant will last about twice as long as one that comes from a deceased donor, and you don't have to wait on a list behind thousands of other patients.
Dr. Jamie Locke is a transplant surgeon at UAB and spearheads the kidney donor chain. To date, a record 29 kidneys have been donated and transplanted in this particular chain. That the current chain only involves UAB is also rare. Most kidney donor chains cover different hospitals in different states. What sets UAB's program apart is that they offer specialized services which help patients overcome some of the incompatibility barriers associated with a kidney transplant. Those services are a result of money, planning, and infrastructure. Additionally, Dr. Locke says there's something unique about Southerners and Alabamians who have made this kidney donor chain so successful.
What we have here is really a sense of community that I haven't necessarily experienced everywhere else. And I think people really want to sort of come through on their word and sort of give back to their community. And they sort of see themselves as one big extended family. And I think that's what's kind of keeping these folks in the game and which is allowing us to help so many more people than most of the other chains that have ever been done in the country.
Just this week, two more transplants will be donated, which will make 30 and 31 donations. And on December 18th, transplant number 32 will be performed. Dr. Locke and her associates plan to restart the chain in 2015, giving even more patients a future they weren't sure they were going to enjoy. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.